You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, I'm going to give you the summary of the whole thing, so we're going to skip vast portions of it. Preparing wild hogs. Started out with telling you the story in Genesis about the 7 years of plenty and the 7 years of famine. How Pharaoh, the government, got in the first year all of the money from everyone, and then his money failed. Second year, all of the herds and all of the flocks. Third year, all the people, all the land, and then he moved them all into the city so he could control them. Then I went in and started telling you about the story about the wild hogs of the swamp of Okefenokee in 1900. This trapper named Jedediah Smith went down to the Okefenokee swamp, and bottom line is he ended up capturing 3,000 wild hogs, been free for over 100 years, and he did it with free corn, handouts, government handouts, like the government is doing to us. Once Jedediah had them all captured, he rounded them all off, and he rounded them all up, and then he herded them off and took them down to the slaughtering house and made his fortunes, which is what the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, Bill Gates, and all of the rest of these inhuman animals plan to do to all of us. Say, well, who cares? What's us got to do with the Bible? Well, usury is a sin. It'll cost you your salvation if you charge it, and if you pay it, there's a curse, and it's a sin. So, I gave you all kinds of statistics about how bad off we are and what the national debt is. Over $200 trillion in unfunded liabilities, $600,000+ debt per person, per citizen. And but the bottom line is, you need to get out of debt. You need, if you're charging usury, quit sinning and quit charging it. If you're paying usury, quit sinning and get out from under the curse. You don't need a McMansion, and you don't need a couple brand new cars that you're paying outrageous interest on. Your home costs, your mortgage costs, get out of debt. Sell your McMansion and get something that's free and clear that you can own yourself. If you can't do that, sell the McMansion and buy some land that's free and clear that you can own yourself. And don't tell me you can't own houses free and clear and you can't buy them. I own 5 houses free and clear. Don't tell me it's impossible. It's not easy. You have to be disciplined. Get out of debt. Quit sinning. And your preacher won't tell you this because he wants you to put the donations on your credit card if that's what it takes it. To you. Think about this. He's telling you to sin. Is that really where you want to go? Somebody promotes sin? Oh, he'll tell you don't go drinking and dancing and gambling. He won't say nothing about the usury that you're involved in. Friends, for your own safety, for your own comfort, for your own benefit, get out of debt. Quit sinning. If you need help, there's all kinds of resources. You can contact us. We'll teach you. You don't even know what biblical money is.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.